007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The Movie News.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Afternoon to you, Garrett. How are you? I'm very well, thank you. We are starting with Ghostbusters.
Who are you going to call?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, because they've been talking about doing another movie for quite a while now. But Ivan Reitman has stepped down from the director's chair for the Sony reboot that they're going to do. Ghostbusters 3 has been reworked many a time, but I suppose they've had to rework it now again following the death of Harold Ramis.
Which is really sad. Is Bill Murray up for it or not?
No, I think that kind of has been one of the delays in terms of getting it to the screen. I think there's been there's certainly the studio have wanted to do it. I think Reitman had wanted to make it as well. And there was involvement between Harold Ramis and Dan Aykroyd in terms of helping with the script, because they were involved with the original script as well. But yeah, Bill Murray was the one who didn't really want to get involved, which is understandable.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's best to let. I mean, Ghostbusters 2 wasn't great.
No, it wasn't.
The first one did capture a lot of people's imagination. So I suppose the rumour mill now is that it's going to be a reboot of sorts, that they'll introduce a new cast, that you'll get cameos from Dan Aykroyd and maybe Bill Murray in the movie. I think Sony would be anxious to do it as well, because it could kickstart a new franchise for them. And
that's always a good thing.
that's all they look at now. Yeah. I mean, 1984 was the original, 1989 for the sequel. So they're thinking plenty of time has passed to introduce Ghostbusters to the world again.
Oh, that's true. Not a bad idea, maybe. Now, meanwhile, over at Disney.
Yeah, they're busy concocting the next franchise list and what they can do. Bob Iger is the CEO of Disney. He disclosed quite a lot of information of what's going on at the studio, and he mentioned that there's going to be a new Cars movie and a new Incredibles film as well. Mm. So they are busy with their sequels. They also announced that Frozen is close to surpassing Toy Story 3.
Really?
The biggest animated film
it's
of all time.
It's been hugely popular, hasn't it? It's really gone down
the
well.
Figures that they mentioned, 1.027 billion worldwide it has made so far.
Wow.
Just shy of Toy Story's figure. Other movies that they mentioned were a fifth installment of the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. It's in development at the moment. Nothing has been greenlit as yet. And of course, the one that has everybody talking, I'm afraid, every week to do any news on it, because it changes constantly, and that is Star Wars. There's a lot of secrecy involved in the making of it. J.J. Abrams is notorious with this anyway. But they did confirm that it's going to be set 30 years after the events of 1983's Return of the Jedi. And of course, everyone's wondering, will any of the original cast, that time frame kind of does leave it open for some of them to appear in cameo form. But that's all I'm going
that's
to mention
all you can
about
say.
Star
that's
Wars
okay, that's
between
safe
now and its release. How about that?
Right.
Oh yeah, Disney did mention as well, they've got a movie with George Clooney, a movie called Tomorrowland coming out in 2015. It's a sci-fi film with George Clooney starring in it as well.
Very good. Yeah. Some more casting news for us. John Travolta, last seen at the Oscars, not pronouncing Idina Menzel's name terribly well, bless him.
He's going to star alongside Ethan Hawke in a movie called In a Valley of Violence. It's a new horror movie from producer Jason Blum, who does a lot of his movies under the Blumhouse production banner. Ty West, one of the filmmakers that is part of the new generation of horror meisters, is writing and will direct the project, which is described as a Western horror film set in the 1890s.
Wow.
Now, their plot details were revealed. Ethan Hawke has obviously appeared in some Blumhouse movies already. Sinister and The Purge been some of them. Travolta recently wrapped a movie called The Forger, which is an indie crime drama that also has Christopher Plummer and Ty Sheridan among its cast.
What about TV casting news?
Well, we have to include TV in all the news, because all the big movie stars are going over to TV
So
Charlie Kaufman has got a comedy pilot taking place at the moment called How and Why, and he has cast Sally Hawkins and Catherine Keener in key roles in the single camera comedy. Now, it is about a man who can explain the workings of a nuclear reactor but is clueless about life. Michael Cera and John Hawkes also star in the TV show. And, you know, Hawkins is coming off the Oscar nomination for
She was great,
great
in the Jasmine, yeah, she was super.
So from a Woody Allen movie to TV, but TV is where it's at nowadays, so
this
she doesn't mind being there. So.
All right, another interesting movie this for release, because we've been waiting quite a while for it.
Yeah, Brittany Murphy's final movie. It's 4 years since her death, but Something Wicked is the name of the movie. It's actually getting a limited release and they're hoping to expand it across the country. But the film, which was shot in Oregon, is a dark thriller that follows a young couple embarking upon their wedding plans, but gruesome secrets from their past collide with sinister forces of the present. Murphy, who starred in movies like Girl Interrupted, 8 Mile and Drop Dead Gorgeous, died in December 2009 at the age of 32. So this movie has been
Very
sitting
tragic.
There waiting for release. Something Wicked is what it is called.
All right, now, movie stars, they do like to tread the boards of the West End, and this coming season is no different.
Yeah, and I think following, I mean, the success of House of Cards, I think Kevin Spacey is going to be quite a draw, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. He always was, I suppose.
That's it. And I suppose, you know, with his involvement with the Old Vic, yeah. He is actually going to thread the boards in Clarence Darrow there. So it's a good chance to go and see him. It's taking place in June. And also Kirsten Scott Thomas as well. Frank McGuinness is delivering a charged adaptation of Elektra, and that takes place September 20th through to December. So
wow,
a good
hot
chance
tickets
to see.
There,
so
huh?
big, yeah, exactly. Good luck getting the tickets there in the West End for those. But two big stars on the stage.
I like to look at those. All right, trailer watch. What should we look out for online?
A movie that I've seen quite a number of documentaries based on the same subject, but it's about the savage murder of three young children that sparks a controversial trial of three teenagers accused of killing the kids as part of a satanic ritual. The Memphis Three. People will be aware of it. Devil's Knot is the name of the movie. Reese Witherspoon and Colin Firth star.
That's interesting casting, huh?
Yeah. And they both look very strong in it. But take a look at the trailer, and you will see it's a hard subject, obviously, to watch. And the documentaries that have followed it, Paradise Lost, and ones like that, have been really tough to watch. But I reckon the movie's going to be quite charged as well.
Check out that Devil's Knot. New releases in our cinemas. Kate Winslet is back on the big screen.
She is, alongside Josh Brolin, in a movie called Labor Day. We've got a little bit of a clip from it, and it's one of those movies that has an interesting story about a convict who arrives in a household, and the mom and the child accept him in, but how is it going to turn out? Take a listen.
How far are the train tracks from your backyard?
Running.
Limping.
20 minutes, maybe.
People come over. Often, randomly. Friends, salesmen, religious people.
I'll make a run for it tonight, and I can stay out of your way until then.
I mean, they'd notice if I went quiet, even for a little bit.
I just escaped from prison. The last place I want to go is back.
I'm stronger than you think.
I don't doubt that.
And I won't let anything happen to my son.
He's in good hands.
Yes, that's Kate Winslet in Labor Day. Well, she does that kind of role well. This movie, it's a shame. A good cast and some fine moments. It starts off very well, as we heard in that clip, and it just kind of lost it for me anyway. Became a little cringy here and there, I have to say, which was a shame. But there you go. Kate got her star.
She did
in Hollywood.
In the Hollywood Walk of Fame. But she's a good actress, Josh Brolin as well. And Gatlin Griffith is the 13-year-old.
Yeah, he's great in it. But it just lost the plot a little for me.
That's
anyway,
Labor Day.
What else have we?
We have About Last Night. It follows two couples as they journey from the bar to the bedroom and are eventually put to the test in the real world. Kevin Hart and Regina Hall star in that one. Start Up is our other movie. A troubled and explosively violent teenager is transferred to adult prison, where he finally meets his match, a man who also happens to be his father, Jack O'Connell, and Rupert Friend star in that one. Now we have a documentary as well, The Unknown Known. A great title,
yeah.
But it's a quote, obviously, obviously from the former United States Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, and it's a documentary that looks at his career. A film based on a real life is one that looks at Yves Saint Laurent, the French designer, from the beginning of his career to 1958, where he met his lover and business partner. So there's a
he had an interesting life too. Should be an interesting one, that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. So there's a bit of a mix there.
There certainly is. What TV movie have you chosen for us?
I liked this movie a lot. It did get some Oscar nominations at the time, but it's a beautiful fairy tale-esque movie. I really enjoyed it. It's called Beasts of the Southern Wild. If you've not watched this movie, do watch it. It's about a little 6-year-old hush puppy who must learn the ways of courage and love. And it's, you know, look, I'm not going to say too much about it, except if you've got nothing to watch on Monday night on TG Car 9:30, I'd highly recommend this movie. It's great.
Yeah. Thanks, Garrett.